Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Sure. It's 33196. No, 33196.
196, okay. And what would be the first and last name?
Eva Hernandez Chin. HERNANDEZ-CHIN.
And have you just placed
Eva,
the order, ma'am?
EVA. What's that?
Have you just placed the order, ma'am?
No, no. No, I got a message from my card. There was an extra charge on my card from. It was for the KitchenAid, you know, the KitchenAid, but if you answer the survey, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I answered the survey, and then I got the order number and thanks and everything, and then, you know, then I'm getting something on my card. My card contacted me for $56.
Try something here.
First, they charged a $7.96, I believe, and then, but this, it was $56.
Okay, man, let me try something here.
I obviously, I'm not going to pay $56 for this.
And when did you place this order?
This was about 3 days ago. I think it was May 2nd. It was about 2 days ago. 2 to 3 days ago. I think they sent me an order number. It's saying success. It's been. Do you need that number? I believe that number may help.
Let's see here, ma'am.
Or maybe not. I don't know. I mean, this was supposed to be promotional, and that it was that I won. And but yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm still looking for you, ma'am. I do apologize.
Sure.
Let's see. I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. Would it be underneath another zip code or anything?
No, it's just that's our zip code, 33196.
33196. And I can try the last four digits of the card number that was charged.
Oh no, I don't feel comfortable doing that. Well,
okay, now I'm going to try the order number.
Okay, 259-919196. Is that the correct number of digits?
Yes, ma'am. It would be all numbers and no letters. Let's see. It says no orders are available here. But I do know the product which you're talking about, though.
Yeah, then why would I be charging my card $56?
That would be for the meal plan, ma'am.
For what plan?
That would be for the MEAL plan.
Okay, which I don't want.
Shows that no records are found for the order number. So what I can advise you to do is to give us a call back with the bank on the line and we can try locating the account with the last four digits.
Wait. So you can't even find my, who's charging then?
Now, that, ma'am, I do not know since I don't have an account in front of me, ma'am.
I don't understand how I can't find my account, but yet they're charging me $56.
Well, ma'am, it could be under somebody else's information.
How can it be? I'm the one that was filling it out. So you can't even find it to cancel it.
I could try the last four digits of the card, ma'am.
Yeah. How would that help if you can't find the account at all?
Well, that's one of the ways that we do search it. If any of the other information that the customer hasn't give us doesn't produce the account, usually the last four digits do.
Okay, with my address, with my name, with my zip code, all that. Did you ask my address? I gave you a zip code. Shall I give you my whole address, my full address?
No, ma'am, I wouldn't be able to get that.
And I tried. This is fast tech. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, ma'am. Let's see. I'm going to try by the spelling of the last name again.
Okay. It's Hernandez. Just put Hernandez. H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. All right, that's my name, but it's my full name. And Eva.
And I've also tried it with the phone number that we have in our on the caller ID. Still nothing.
Yeah, it's 305. Yeah, 926-7249.
Would it possibly be underneath somebody else's name in the household?
No. It was just me. Okay, my number, the last four digits are 9422. You can understand my being cautious with this. When there's a charge that I'm not sure where it's coming from. I gave it to you just now.
Nine, 4, 2, 2, correct?
Yes.
Try this last one. There it is. Okay. Had to search through our other systems to find it.
Okay.
I see that $56.95 was declined, and I do see that this would be for the KitchenAid for the $7.95. But we can offer you a 35% off of future orders.
No, I just don't want $36. I mean, I'm not going to pay $56. Why am I? I don't want. Yeah, no meal plan.
And we send our customers a $125 voucher for them to use on our gadget website where they can order different gadgets like the one that they will be receiving, and we can offer you 50%.
No, I'm okay. That's okay. Just like to cancel it all.
Give me just a moment.
Now, they already put the $7.96 through my thing.
Yes, ma'am. And would you mind verifying the address with me just to make sure that the KitchenAid goes to the correct place?
9702 Southwest 158th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33196.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. And there's no lot number, apartment number, or anything of that nature, right?
No, it's a house. It's a house, yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, ma'am. I have the account canceled for you, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Okay, yes. And that's the account for the $56, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that charge was already declined, but this is just to prevent anything else further coming out.
Right, there you go. I'm okay, confirmation number. I got it. Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie, 2599.
Yes. 2599.
19196.
Okay, may I repeat? C as in Charlie, 2599 19196.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. So that charge has been removed.
It was declined, ma'am. There's nothing to remove.
Right, but yet my card, the Comenity, the bank card, actually they called me and said, there's a charge on it. Okay. That's fine. Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's it. Thank you. Thank you for your patience, by the way.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer
support. There will be no more charges. There will be no more charges on my account. No?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your name, please?
It's Ivy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ivy.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. And have a good rest of your evening, ma'am.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.